105.1.
You're locked in, to the live Monday Morning Morale Countdown Show. Nothing but the hits.
All right, Eiffel 105. It looks like we have a defunct newscast there because both the primary and backup are going absolutely nothing on that there. So here I am, Tech Sergeant Gene Taylor. That means I guess we're going to have just a few more minutes here to get into our country time. Okay, let's see. This is the first time I've done this one, so I've got to do this right. So what we are doing today is your Monday Morning Morale Call. Did I get that name right, Sergeant Woods?
That's right. It's the Monday Morning Morale Countdown Show. We've got the top 10 motorcycle riding hits of all time in honor of Motorcycle Safety Awareness Week.
Okay, so what are we going to do on the show today?
Well, we're going to talk about motorcycle safety awareness. So we're going to talk about proper protective equipment when you're riding your motorcycle. We're going to talk about rules of the road, bikes versus cars. And we're going to talk about the Eiffel Riders Association, the Green Knights, Chapter 27. And I have Sergeant Gibson here with me. He's one of the experts that can go into further details about that association.
Good morning.
Good morning. We're just queuing up the first song here because I expected to have just a few more seconds. So what's the music, though, that we're playing today? Where does that come from? Because this is a rather interesting playlist that we have.
It is. I secretly grabbed all the iPods that motorcycle riders carry on them, and I took the top 10 hits and calculated them up, and we comprised a top 10 countdown, and we're going to go from number 10 to number 1. So if you think about it, what do you think would be the number one most popular motorcycle riding song of all time? So start thinking about it, and our goal is to take you to number one.
All right, so where do we start at?
We're going to do number 10. It's Motley Crue, Girls, Girls, Girls.
Ah, and I recognize that melodious motorbike sound in the beginning. No wonder it's on the top 10 songs as... How did you steal? I'll have to ask you how you stole iPods from bikers, because that doesn't sound very safe at all. 2 minutes after 9 a.m. on Monday morning with your Morale Show.
That's Motley Crue's most popular song ever, their 1987 smash, Girls, Girls, Girls. It kicks off our countdown of the 10 most popular motorcycle riding hits of all time at number 10. We're rolling nonstop to number 1, and coming in at number 9 is the youngest song in our survey. It's only aged 4 years, but it's gaining popularity amongst motorcycle riders all over the world. Here's Nickelback with Animals. It spent 6 weeks at number 1 on the rock chart, but never made the top 40 in popular music. That's Animals by Nickelback. It's the 9th most popular motorcycle riding hit of all time.
Yeah, why do you think that's a big motorcycle hit, huh? Man, it's just the attitude in that song, isn't it?
My heart's pumping. It's a good song.
Well, hey, Sergeant Gibson here from the avionics technician. Okay, let me start over. Tech Sergeant Charles Gibson is also in the studio today. He's an avionics technician normally, but what type of bike do you ride, Sergeant?
I have a Suzuki Bandit.
Okay,
It is a sport touring bike.
Okay, so me knowing nothing about bikes, it's a sport bike, which means it's fast, and it's new, right?
It can be.
All right, so what do you do for the Eiffel Riders? Are you just a member of the group, or?
Well, I'm 2008's Sergeant at Arms, but this year I'm PCSing soon, so I decided not to go with that route right this year. But I'm just a member this year, and we have about approximately 30 or so active members in our club. Here at Spangdahlem.
Okay. I don't ride, but I'm the motorcycle rep for my group because we don't have any motorcycle riders. So I know that you guys, the Eiffel Riders, are always doing stuff. I'm like getting emails at least every other week and sometimes 3 or 4 a week. What have you got going on this week?
Well, today, for instance, we have the road cleanup, the B50 L46 in front of Spangdahlem and going to Binsfeld, the road cleanup we have. And that's sponsored by us and the Tier 2. We're going to meet over at the bowling center at Spangdahlem at 10 o'clock, and we're going to
Right after this countdown, actually,
yes. We're going to have a quick word and then hand out some stuff and give everybody an idea what we're doing and peruse out to B-50 and L-46 and do some cleanup. Afterwards, we're going to do a, what are we doing, Chert?
Barbecue.
We're having a barbecue.
That's exactly right. I'm all about the barbecues.
Yeah.
Going to have all their bikes there, too?
We might have a couple bike riders out there yesterday.
And what's happening on Friday?
Friday, we're having the Motorcycle Safety Awareness Day. What we're doing is we're going to do a safety day with motorcycle riders at Spangdahlem. We're going to do a mini MSF course, a Motorcycle Safety Foundation course, sponsored by our Motorcycle Safety Foundation instructors that we have on base. And we're going to do a small course, quick briefing by the wing commander or the vice wing commander, which one has the time. And then we're probably going to go out for a quick ride around the Eiffel area to make sure that all of our riders know how to ride in the certain conditions that we have in the Eiffel, because there are a lot of different conditions we have here.
Yeah, I suppose it's a lot different driving in Oklahoma or Kansas than it is here.
Very, yeah.
All right, well, back to the music countdown. Sergeant Woods, what do we got coming up next?
Well, we're going to roll right into number 8, and we're going to continue on our way towards number 1.
All right, so coming up, number 8 in the next couple minutes here on Eiffel 105, your Monday morning morale countdown.
People want to be lots of different.
Eiffel 105.1.
Coming in at number 8 in our countdown is The Outlaws with Ghost Riders in the Sky. But before we hear that song, let's recap the top 5 motorcycle movies of all time. I've got the list right here. At number 5, Electra Glide in Blue, a 1973 flick starring
Robert
Blake.
Never saw it, but I was 4 years old, so that explains that.
At number 4, the 1985 movie Mask featuring Cher. Number 3, Terminator 2, The Judgment Day, featuring just the awesome motorcycle scenes.
Yeah, I can't imagine why bike riders would like that movie. I mean, come on, just driving around. Whoop, had the wrong song on there. Okay, let's try the right song. Here we go. No, I can't imagine why bike riders would like some guy on a Harley going around with a shotgun blowing things up and being a tough guy.
That's right. Sweet. And at number 2, The Wild One, a 1953 classic, made a star out of Marlon Brando. So I don't know if many people have seen that movie.
Nope.
But the number 1 most popular motorcycle film of all time,
now,
hands
down.
Now, this
is taken by our Eiffel Riders group, or where'd you get these?
Oh, this is research.
Research.
Authenticated research all over the World Wide Web.
Okay.
And, but everybody would agree with this. The 1969 classic Easy Rider, starring, Peter Fonda, Dennis Hopper, and Jack Nicholson. You know, they were in search for America, but they never found it on their motorcycle.
What a shame. It's such a big country. How'd they miss it?
Exactly. Back to our countdown. At number 8, here's a song that's been covered by more than 50 artists. It was written in 1948 and has been sung by Gene Autry, Bing Crosby, Johnny Cash, and Elvis Presley, just to name a few. But the artist that made our countdown, The Outlaws. They covered Ghost Riders in the Sky. Written in 1948, that's the biggest hit by the Outlaws ever, Ghost Riders in the Sky. It's the 8th most popular motorcycle riding hit of all time. We're rolling nonstop to number 1, and the song that rolls in at number 7 is by Molly Hatchet, a band formed back in 1971 in Jacksonville, Florida. They're a southern rock band with a great song at number 7, Molly Hatchet, Flirting with Disaster.
Hatchet on your Monday morning morale call here on Eiffel 105. It's 9:24, and as I take a look at what your extended weather forecast is, let's see what the weather flight has to say. They are saying that today, well, let's see. I've got a loading music library thing right here, so it won't let me see what my weather forecast is. There we go. Cloudy skies with rain today. Right now, we're sitting at a comfortable 48 degrees, but with more rain in the horizon. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy in the morning, followed by a rainy afternoon. And Wednesday, look for partly cloudy skies again with afternoon rain showers. There's your three-day extended weather forecast. 925, and Sergeant Woods, we're talking motorbikes. What are we doing now?
You know, we were just talking number 7, Flirting with Disaster by Molly Hatchie. That was a 1980 smash, by the way. And speaking of flirting with disaster, if you're not wearing your proper PPE when you're riding a bike, you could be flirting with disaster, especially if you wear those helmets that are CEO approved, right?
What is CEO?
I think you're talking about ECE approved, ECE 2205 shirt.
Oh, okay. I thought it was CEO.
Yeah.
All right. So I know in the Air Force you're required to wear a whole bunch of stuff when you're biking. What gear is required for wear, Sergeant Gibson, while you're on a motorcycle?
Well, you're required to wear over-the-ankle boots. You have to have something that covers your legs and your arms, and preferably something that's like a jacket, or if you want to wear your BDU or ABU top that is legal, but really you should have something that's a little more armored than that. You also have to have gloves on, and as the shirt just said, you have to have a helmet that is ECE 2205 approved.
Okay. DOT doesn't count.
DOT and Shell, Snell do not apply here.
That's good
now, that's just in Europe then. In the States, that counts.
Correct.
Okay, that's weird. I would think that DOT and that other basis would actually be fairly similar. Are most helmets then covered by both of them?
There are some manufacturers that do have both or all three certifications on it, but usually what a motorcycle rider has to do is either write or call up the manufacturer themselves and try to find out which one particular helmet has all of the certifications.
Okay, so if you're not wearing a certified helmet, what's the problem with that?
Well, if you get into an accident, military members DOD civilians, if you get into an accident, that could be a huge problem when it comes down to insurance or line of duty determinations or whatnot.
So even if you're wearing a helmet, it's just not one of the approved helmets. It doesn't matter if it protected your head during the accident or not. You could still have problems with insurance and paying for it and all that afterwards.
Let's just use the word legalities.
Legalities.
Yes.
You'd definitely be flirting with disaster.
That's correct. We like to use the phrase no skin below the chin. Just remember that when you're out there riding.
So tennis shoes are definitely out because you said you have to have shoes that come up over your ankles.
Well, yes. They're recommended. Flip-flops are definitely not in. They may look cool, but they're not going to work.
You're looking
great
for road rash with
exactly
flip-flops and possibly loss of a foot if it grapes down the road.
Yeah, just always want to remember you want to dress for the crash. You want to dress for the fall. You want to dress for the actual ride itself, because if you do fall and you're dressing for the ride and you get a t-shirt on, you're looking with a lot of road rash.
Yeah, that's not very good at all. Okay, so where are we going next, Sergeant Woods?
Well, no skin below the chin.
That is true.
We're heading straight towards number one, and the countdown rolls on.
Number 6.
A top 3 smash for the band Foreigner back in 1978. That's Hot Blooded. It's the 6th most popular motorcycle riding hit of all time.
And coming up after your Eiffel Radio News, we're going to do our special request on the Monday Morning Countdown Show.
This is your Eiffel Radio News for Monday, April 27th. I'm Staff Sergeant Jared Fry. I'm Staff Sergeant Jared Fry.
If you want to fly back to the States for free,
Force's top 3 priorities.
Now, our special request of the week.
And before we roll into the top 5 motorcycle riding hits of all time, we are up to our special request. And it comes to us from Don, and here's what Don writes. Dear Master Sergeant Woods, I first sat on a motorcycle belonging to my dad's friend many years ago when I was only 5 years old. It was an old Harley-Davidson police bike. Throughout the years following that first significant motor experience, my father would say, "Son, you should never say, 'I wish that were my bike,' or 'I always wish I had a motorcycle.' So I made up my mind. Someday, I'd have my Harley. I bought my first used motorcycle in 1999. It wasn't new or even a Harley, but it served a purpose. This motorcycle was only the first of several and a stepping stone towards my goal, and the goal of a father for his son. In 2003, I took custody of my dream, It was a brand new Harley-Davidson Softail. It isn't the biggest or most expensive bike, but it's the only bike I wanted. Since that cold February day I first laid eyes upon it, that bike has been more than two-wheeled transportation for me. Old Blue has been my friend, confidant, and traveling partner through eight countries over the years, and we plan on being together for many more. We've laughed and cried, but through it all, we've stayed together. Newer bikes will come and go, Sergeant Woods, but Old Blue will always be first in my heart. Every one of Blue's scratches and dents tells a story of our relationship, a relationship not bound by title and ownership, but by destiny. Sergeant Woods, can you please play You Are the Sunshine of My Life for Old Blue? My father never met Blue, but I know he would have approved. Today, my old friend and I stand poised at the garage door, awaiting another riding season, anxiously anticipating the wind in my face and the sound of the mufflers. Sincerely, Don. Don, here's your special request. At number five in our survey, here comes Kiss and Rock and Roll All Night. And by the way, that was Stevie Wonder's You Are the Sunshine of My Life, a special request from Don to his bike, Old Blue. And the countdown rolls on to number one.
19 minutes before 10 a.m. on the station just for you, I-4 105.
That's Kiss's rock and roll anthem from 1975. Rock and Roll All Night is the fifth most popular motorcycle riding hit of all time. We're nonstop to number one. And at number four, here's a song featured in that Mask movie, Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band.
Took a look down a westbound road, right away I made my choice. Headed out to my big two-wheeler, I was tired of my own boy.
Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Bands rolled me away. It was featured in the 1985 film Mask, and it's the fourth most popular motorcycle riding hit of all time. And speaking of Roll Me Away, we are rolling towards number one, but we have something to talk about. Cars versus bikes.
Is there really any competition between a car and a bike?
Not really.
Cars versus bike. We could talk the merits thereof, but I think you're talking more like the impact resistance thereof or something like that, right?
Pretty much. Well, we already talked about PPE, and that's really what's going to hopefully save you in a fall. But really, it comes down to the mental capacity of a motorcycle rider when he's out riding. So when he's out riding, he's got his bike. He's enjoying the day, enjoying the road. If a car gets into his way or he gets into a car's way, I guarantee you 100% of the time, the car is going
to
win.
And you're not going to be able to argue legality that you were in my lane, I had the right of way, I didn't have a stop sign, you did. None of that's going to matter at that point, really.
When you're in traction for 2 months, there's really no reason arguing it.
Yeah, it makes sense. So, the rule, do you have like a little saying for the basic rule for that? No? Not really?
Not really, no.
You just say if you end up in a collision with a car, you're just dumb if there was anything you could have done to avoid it.
There's always something you can do to avoid an accident. Ride slower, always watch out for the other guy, and guarantee you, you're gonna be in somebody's way no matter what. So just try to stay safe.
Here, I'm just going to put you in a scenario and you solve it, okay? What's the most dangerous time or dangerous place for a motorcycle rider? Is there like a certain frame of mind or a thing they're doing? Are they just sort of zoning off because they're enjoying the ride or something? To you, what do you think is the most dangerous time that a motorcycle rider, when he's riding, ever faces?
Right after you get on the bike.
So
good answer.
Just so the whole time you're on the bike?
No, right after you get on the bike is when you get on the bike for the first time for the day. Mm-hmm. That's really about the most dangerous time right there.
Why so?
Because you're mentally prepared, but you're not really mentally prepared because it's the first time you step on the bike for the day. You're just getting used to it again, and you're trying to think about where you got to go. You shouldn't be getting on a bike anyway. For instance, if you're mad, of course, if you're drunk, you shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah, obviously.
But there's a lot of things that you got to take in consideration when you're riding a bike. So just make sure that you don't ride mad. Don't ride drunk, of course. We do have a small saying, I guess, is don't ride stupid. And unfortunately, a lot of people do that, but...
All right. Well, we got to come back in about 2 minutes. What are we going to be doing when we come back?
We've got the top three songs left to go.
All right. The top three?
Top three.
Wow. Okay. So we're going to look at number three, number two, number one.
We're going to hit real fast.
On your Monday morning morale countdown show.
The 52nd Aerospace
Man. The Air Force's top three priorities.
Number three.
Is she really going out with him?
Well, there she is. Let's ask her.
Betty, is that Jimmy's ring you're wearing?
Mm-hmm.
Gee, it must be great riding with him. Is he picking you up after school today?
Mm-mm.
By the way, where'd you meet him?
I met him at the candy store.
Go near a pal, now he's gone. Go near a
That's the only number one hit in our survey. Leader of the Pack by the Shangri-Las is the third most popular motorcycle riding hit of all time.
And now, I'm going to ask you again, who picked these songs? You could not have stolen iPods from bikers.
It's a secret, but if they want to know for sure, they can email us at afnradio@spangdahlem.af.mil, mm-hmm. and we can recap everything for them.
Okay.
By the way, that was the oldest song in our survey, 1964 it was released. And due to time, we're going to have to skip our number two song. But if you were listening to the Commander's Corner on Friday, you heard it. It was Foghat's Slow Ride.
All right, so last few words here. Let's discuss the Eiffel Riders. What's going on? I know we've got a cleanup going on today. Just real brief, what's going on with that?
We're meeting at 10 o'clock over at the base pavilion by the bowling alley, and we're going to clean up the B-50 and L-46.
Okay, so if you just show up there at 10 o'clock, they'll put you in trucks, take you out to the right place. You've got it all organized.
Absolutely.
And free food afterwards.
Yep.
If you want to know more about the Eiffel Riders and all the cool things that they're doing practically every week, where do you go?
You can go to www.eiffelriders.com.
Our website of the week.
There you go. And if you want to email us, you can email us at eiffelriders@spangdahlem.af.mil.
All right. So that's cool. Well, we got 30 seconds left in the show,
and
Sergeant
here
Woods.
We go. We're going to wrap it up with the number one most popular motorcycle riding hit of all time. And it's a 1968 classic by the Canadian rock band. And this is perhaps the first ever heavy metal song ever written and recorded. It was also featured on the soundtrack of our number one movie, Easy Rider. It didn't hit number one, but it did peak at number two. But it's number one in our survey, and that's all that counts. Here's Steppenwolf's Born to be Wild.
9:57 at AFN Eiffel, and that's it for your Monday morning countdown show.
Number
Point one.
AP Radio News. I'm Brian Thomas, hoping to stay alive a little longer.